be a shield law. But now one senator has basically admitted that actual journalists won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning. But how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. We all know the Second Amendment. We can recite it by heart, can't we? You want me to recite it and give you a little drama with it? A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. But it is infringed. It's infringed every day. From the president to the singular police officer in the street. There are laws passed and there are regulations that are thrown at us. Judicial decisions are written, all of which are enforced with the very guns citizens should have full and equal access to own and carry to resist the unconstitutional law and force that are not only infringing on the Second Amendment, but reversing it. It could very easily read, or it might as well read, a well-equipped government being necessary for security and order. The right of the government to be ultimately armed against the disarmed citizenry shall not be infringed. In the final line of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." They believed that honor was sacred. That a man's word was his bond, that once honor was lost, it could never be regained, that caused our founders to believe that once they wrote the Constitution, put the limits of government down on paper, that when ratified by the states and it became the supreme law of the land, that sacred honor would demand that moral men and women would follow the supreme law of the land or amend it as per the prescribed procedure. And that kind of honor no longer exists. Which is why everything now has to be verified by computer. Credit ratings, computerized bank accounts, employee records, tax records, criminal records, military records, job performance records, college records, everything is written down, recorded, and kept somewhere on a computer file. All because there is no sacred honor. And a lie to get you what you want is perfectly acceptable. So now we verify everything because there is no sacred honor. There is no person honor the oath to support and defend the Constitution. There's no reason. Because there is no penalty for violating the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. It is violated all the time without any pangs of conscience by elected and appointed officials who have no sense of honor. So how do we bring an 18th century constitution written with sacred honor into a 21st century world without honor and get compliance with the Constitution, where officials who swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution actually do so. We do it. One way to do it is to do it like we do everything else. We amend the Constitution to include at least fines and maybe prison time for not only noncompliance, but lack of active enforcement. What if the Second Amendment had a 2A clause and a 2B clause? What if the Constitution looked like this? You know, Second Amendment, not going to read it again. Amendment 2A, Congress and the state legislature shall make no law nor allow any law to stand which touch, limits, regulates, or controls the individual right to own and carry a firearm. The president and the governor shall issue no executive order, nor promulgate or enforce any regulation, nor allow any such to stand, which touches, limits, regulates, or controls the individual right to own and carry any firearm. The Supreme Court and all inferior courts shall make no decision which interprets the Constitution so as to touch, limit, regulate, or control the individual right to own and carry a firearm. That's 2A. See, one of the things they do, because they have no honor, if it isn't written down, they just say, well, it isn't written down. We can do this instead. Okay. Amendment 2B. Failure to fully enforce the Second Amendment within 6 months of starting any elected or appointed term of service shall be punishable by immediate removal from office or automatic and immediate impeachment. In the case of impeachment, trial shall be completed before the end of the 7th month of the accused term by the Senate or state legislature. If convicted, appropriate punishment, which shall not be less than treble damages above all compensation and benefits paid during the current term of office, no less than 10 years imprisonment, shall be handed down swiftly. See, that's part of the problem. These guys today that are in office, these guys and gals that are in office right now today, they can violate the Constitution and nothing happens to them. In my lifetime, and let's say in 15 days, I'm going to be 53 years old. So in my lifetime, I want to know what it's like to live as a totally free American. And I want to have all the hope and all the joy and the possibilities and the limited government that existed at the time of the ratification of our Constitution. They're not going to do it voluntarily. They're not even going to attempt to do it voluntarily. They might talk about it, but they're never going to do it. But they need to be held accountable for violating what we call the supreme law of the land. We have to make it that way with supreme penalties. In a current society, a parking ticket carries more penalty than breaking the Constitution. Do you realize that? Have you thought about it that way? In my state, today, in my state, there's more of a penalty for talking on my mobile phone while I'm driving through Greenville County, South Carolina, than there is for breaking the Constitution or violating the Constitution. And this is insanity. You know, I'm not sure there's any way to make an ironclad Constitution with pure and simple language that would cover every possible contingency. But one of the ways to start would be to impose penalties on politicians for violating it. We should be able to demand that our elected officials support it. And we should be able to actively arrest and prosecute those who not only fail to defend it, but fail to enforce it. And that should be led by the other politicians. If they see, you know, Leland Yee, he's a great example. Leland Yee. He's been suspended in the California state legislature, but he's still getting paid. He's getting paid to not show up to work so that he does not taint this august body. Nobody's talking about the other two guys. What is it, Calderon and Wright? They got arrested the same day. When somebody violates the Constitution, whether it's the president or the Department of Justice or the vice president or the first lady or whoever, anybody in the class that thinks they're in charge of things, if they violate it, then the rest of the government should move on them swiftly and almost violently with their, I mean, and it should be so sudden. A constitutional change to introduce penalties and enforcement where no compliance penalty currently exists is a fundamental change that would take years of legal consideration and exploration before possible ratification. And even then, it's certainly not guaranteed. But it's worth undertaking. Let's go take a moment, clear our throats and such. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back. On a Tuesday, he says, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking in the last segment about enforcing the Constitution. And, of course, you know, and I think the same way, you know, in the chat room, they're saying they get to set their own rules. Well, they've already set one. Coming from Title 18 U.S.C. Section 241, Conspiracy Against Rights. This is already on the books. This statute makes it unlawful for two or more persons to conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person of any state, territory, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him, her, by the Constitution or the laws of the United States. Punishment varies from a fine to imprisonment of up to 10 years of both. That's already on the books. And what do we as gun advocates, Second Amendment advocates, always advocate when it comes to law? We advocate enforcing the laws on the books. So consider the power of that law when you apply it to the Second Amendment. Two or more persons could be any part of a police department, members of state legislatures, members of Congress, the Department of Justice, the President, the White House staff, a governor and their staff, any of the offices of Attorney General, any SWAT or other law enforcement team at any level, or any branch of any government from local to federal. Any of those conspiracy groups listed above would injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any citizen from the free exercise or enjoyment, those are the key words, of any right or privilege secured by the Constitution is guilty of violating federal civil rights law. Everybody out there should have written that down. Let me call that out again. This is Title 18, comma, USC, comma, Section 241, dash, conspiracy against rights. Intimidating any citizen out of freely exercising and enjoying the owning and carry of firearms is done every day with every law, every regulation, judicial decision, and police enforcement action that infringes on the Second Amendment. Why are these people doing this in these categories not considered for arrest for breaking federal civil rights law? Why is that not being used as a legal remedy? There is no shelter because these violations occurred under the official cover of government procedure, nor the trappings of high office. So does not the 14th Amendment guarantee equal protection of all laws and the equal enforcement of all laws? Conspiracy is conspiracy, regardless of the status or the title of the perpetrators doing it. It's just made all the worse when the perpetrators hold office or public trust, and so the penalty should be all the more severe. For us to freely exercise and enjoy the Second Amendment would require full access to all small arms, both commercial and military, regardless of characteristic, capacity, operation or action, or country of origin, and the ability to both own and carry them. It requires that merely the act of owning and carrying firearms is not in itself a crime, nor the supposition that a crime in carrying firearms is not in itself a crime, nor the supposition that a crime is intended under the normal due process, rules of evidence, and probable cause when they're followed. And an actual crime is established through the behavior, intent, or action of a person violating a specific criminal law. Now, what are some of the injuries or oppression or threats and intimidations against the free exercise of the Second Amendment? What about every non-shall issue concealed carry permit? What about permits in particular? What about carry permits that no one ever gets? Restrictions on what can be owned and carried? What about limiting imports of firearms? International treaties, taxes, registration, license, permits, regulations, waiting periods, intrusive background checks, restrictions on ammunition capacity, and other firearm characteristics, increasing categories of prohibited persons, and an infinite variety of laws, regulations, decisions, and enforcement actions. How's that for a list of the ways they injure it? The appropriate punishment, therefore, for all of these violations, from wherever they came from, is under Section 241, fines and up to 10 years imprisonment. If you look around, it has never been applied. Federal civil rights law has never been applied to the Second Amendment. It's never been used by the NRA, or for that matter, the GOA. So the time has come now to bring this out and into our toolkit of this ideological combat, and to use it to its full extent. Whether the government arrests and prosecutes its own, or whether the citizens have to demand enforcement of Section 241, or perform citizens' arrest of the offenders ourselves, something is going to have to be done to restore the supreme law of the land and the ability of all citizens to freely exercise and enjoy it. Because we have no sacred honor anymore, just putting it on paper is not going to do anything. It's going to have no effect. But this is a legal tool that we have at our disposal to arrest and prosecute anyone of any office who violates our constitutional rights. And the time is now. Title 18, USC, Section 241, needs to be enforced now. We just need to agree now on an orderly procedure for carrying this out. Then put it to Congress and the states, Amendments 2A and 2B. Let's give back to our elected and appointed officials and enforcement officers and agents the sacred honor that they so freely pledged and swore by oath by enforcing the civil rights laws that they so freely passed and signed. We can become a nation of givers. If you've never spoken to a politician, it is one of the most infuriating moments of your life. Because, one, I mean, I've actually been an MC at events where I tried to engage them in conversation. And some of them would talk to me. And some of them couldn't have cared less. I was just opening my mouth and sounds were coming out. And that's fine. I'm not some Nostradamian person, but I am a constituent in this state of South Carolina, as you are, wherever you are, and they should be listening to you. That's the job. Politicians, if you don't want to listen to your constituents, why did you run for office? Oh, yeah, I know why. Because you can start going to Macy's for your suits instead of Menswear Factory Outlet. And you can you can talk in a new language that nobody really understands. And you can sit and huddle in the halls of power without any sacred honor and injure the supreme law of the land. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Real quick, everybody take a glance at your calendar and figure out what day it is. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg announced today that he's defunding the gun prohibitionist group, the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Bloomberg, a self-made man known for his business sense and founder primary financial supporter of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, claims that he never intended to fund a redundant gun control organization. When I started giving them money, I thought I was paying for something else, the former mayor of New York conceded. It's not exactly a secret that I enjoy bossing people around, and Moms Demand Action always did precisely what I told them every time. Mark Glaze, director, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, assured me that their ignorant beyond bossy gas or gun fetishization was simply their thing. Not that I didn't enjoy it as well. A visibly embarrassed Bloomberg left the stage, at this announcement. Mark Glaze, director of MAIG, stepped forward to the podium that note that Bloomberg simply and logically assumed that something called Moms Demand Action was a certain kind of group. He appeared to be about to say something else when the leash attached to the collar around his neck was yanked and Glaze was pulled off the stage by Michael Bloomberg. Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action, could not be reached for comment. What does a politician do when they have a political hot-button issue laid in their lap? If a court ruling goes against the personal views of the politician's major campaign donors, then the politician has to appeal the court ruling. Politicians listen when the money talks. They want to tie that decision up in court rather than disappoint the political money men. The court appeals could take years, and who knows, they might get lucky and have the case decided in their favor. That would earn them some more money, or even an appointed political position where they don't have to worry about those pesky voters. And this is the story being played out in California today. Law is not perfect. Law enforcement is far from perfect. Sheriffs, prosecutors, judges, and politicians act worse when you add campaign money. You already knew that. And sensible people are not looking for perfection. It would be nice to get a modicum of consistency and decency and fairness. But now we're going to wade through the legal weeds before we get to the disgusting political details. This starts with a three-panel judge of the Ninth Circuit Court and the ruling they made on Peruta versus San Diego. The judges said citizens have the right to defend their lives outside their home. Stated simply, the panel said sheriffs can't arbitrarily deny armed self-defense. And that sounds pretty simple to me. California Attorney General Kamala Harris, the best-looking Attorney General in the United States, disagreed. She asked that the Peruta ruling be stayed until the full court could overturn it. She didn't get involved in it in the beginning because she figured it was never going to go anyway. So she claimed law enforcement needs arbitrary authority to deny licenses to citizens who have no criminal background. She claims they need this arbitrary power because honest citizens could become criminals. That's disgusting all by itself. I trust my neighbors a lot more than I would trust, you know, to wait on the police to get there on time. And it gets worse. Harris is obviously wrong about distrusting honest citizens, but she is correct about one thing. Peruta probably needs to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. If the Ninth Circuit denies the Attorney General's appeal, then the cities and counties in the Ninth Circuit must comply with the Peru decision. They must issue concealed carry licenses to the ordinary honest citizens who ask for them. The problem is, the anti-gun cities and counties won't comply with the judge's ruling. Laws are only for the little people, after all. The California Attorney General answers to the higher laws of politics and power and money. So, citizens of California, you and your wife, you and your adult children, go ahead and apply for your concealed carry license in San Francisco or Los Angeles. You will probably be turned away or your application is going to be denied. You will have to sue your sheriff to get them to comply with the court ruling. The sheriff still won't comply even if a honest citizen wins in the lower courts. The city will deny a judge's direct order and appeal the judge's ruling. The city and the county attorneys are playing with taxpayer dollars, not their own. Compared to you, the city and county has all the time and all the money in the world to waste on legal appeals. The reason is simple. An aspiring liberal politician can't run for state office, governor, senator, or president if they follow the law and offend their big money donors. It's just that simple. The same donors who hate the right of self-defense. Asking a liberal California politician to comply with the law is to ask them to cut off their nose off their political face. Obeying the law would end their political careers, and they can't have that. That's why they have to appeal the court case that recognizes your civil right to self-defense outside the home. They will appeal Peruta to the trial court, the district court, and the circuit court. Those cities and counties will appeal the Peruta's decision to the Supreme Court, no matter what it costs, or the ruling of the lower courts. Their appeal has nothing to do with law, and even less to do with justice. They appeal the case because of politics and because of money. And these cities and counties are in no hurry. They can wait 100 years while they appeal. In the meantime, it would be my hope that you in California are not one of the million California crime victims that will bleed in disarmed silence while liberal politicians appeal and the judges ponder. There is at least one antidote to this bigoted denial of civil right. It is both voluntary and nonviolent, but we'll talk about that later. Till then, don't put your faith in judges, even up in the Supreme Court. And definitely don't put your faith in politicians, liberal or otherwise. They're in it for a game. This is a game to them. How much can I garner? How much can I win? If I compromise on this, am I going to get this? These laws that they pass and they consider and everything else, these games they play, have only one thing to do with, and that's to diminish one of their opponents, one of their colleagues' power, and add to their own. How can you explain? Debbie Wasserman Schultz got up there the other day and was defending something in Obamacare, and the Washington Post came out against her. Do you understand what that means? That just doesn't happen. She will get on national TV and lie and fully believe that you're going to just buy that. Why does she expect that? Well, you know, the majority of America fully believed when Barack Obama was out there saying, if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep him. This will be the Affordable Care Act. What did it turn out to be? And now he's walking it back, and he's saying that he didn't say what you saw him say. And guess what? He's got control of one sixth of the total economy now. Politicians are in firm hold of it. They don't need to be talking about a fix for that. They need to be talking about repealing it. And there will be plenty of them that will sit out and say, well, you know, there's just not the political will to do it. Well, you better find it. One thing that really impresses me about these politicians, they are so oblivious because they exist in the new normal. They do not know how far they're pushing this country. They don't quite get it. Black America is starting to recoil against it. All of America is beginning to see immigration for what it is. If they're not real careful, a lot of these corporations will feel the wrath as well. They need to wake up, put a little caffeine in their coffee, you know, become aware of what's going on around them. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs. for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Have you guys seen the Glock commercial where they have the young lady in her home? And big bruiser dude comes knocking on her door. And she goes and retrieves her Glock 19 and takes up a... she knows how to at least stick the gun out in front of her in the commercial. Dude kicks in the door, sees the gun pointed at him and passes out. And then Arlie Ermey walks up and says, "Looks like he picked the wrong girl." Well, last week on Tuesday, life imitated art. A Glenville woman on Tuesday used a handgun to protect herself when a man kicked in the front door of her home, according to the police. Corey R. Goatee, 19, of Stewartstown, became disorientated after police believed he used some sort of intoxicant at a residence near the woman's house on the 7700 block of Glenville Road. He told police he went outside to smoke a cigarette, thought he was locked out, and later kicked in the woman's door thinking he was at the house he had come from. 31-year-old woman who was home alone reported that she first heard someone kicking at her front door. That led her to retrieve a handgun that she trains with regularly. She also called 911 and advised the dispatcher that she believed a burglar was trying to break into her home. goatee eventually broke into the home, at which point the woman said she told him not to come any closer. He obeyed her order, and an officer who arrived within 4 minutes of the initial 911 call found Goatee sitting on the front porch of a nearby house. You guys want me to repeat the... I believe there's nearly 400 million guns in the U.S. They're asking me to repeat the estimated number of guns in the United States today. I believe around 400 million, just off of Obama's salesmanship alone. Apparently, this lady does not hold a grudge. Their investigation determined he was visiting a friend who lives near the woman and became disoriented after leaving that house to smoke a cigarette. It appears that Goatee thought he was kicking in the door of his friend's home. Then, you know, what's breaking a house between buddies? The victim told police she only wanted minor charges filed against Goatee and wanted him to pay for door repairs. He was charged with misdemeanor criminal mischief, according to law enforcement officials. Had the woman shot and killed the intruder, she would have had state law, commonly called Castle Doctrine, on her side, the chief said. Legally, you don't have to ask questions, but she took the time to try to understand what was happening, despite the fact she was definitely in fear for her safety. That 31-year-old lady could not have played that situation any better. Any better. She armed herself. She called 911, explained the situation, and did what is typically the hardest part of a defensive gun use. She kept her cool and took control of the situation. She gave him, well, first she assessed the threat, then she gave him verbal commands, and as he complied, she held fire. Mr. Goatee. Young Mr. Goatee owes this young lady his life. And maybe he should reconsider his use of mind-altering stuff. Just a final thought on Mr. Goatee, you know. Reassess what you're doing, young man, with your life. Get control of your life, mate. Piers Morgan, last Friday night, signed off of CNN permanently. We at Gun Owners of America, of course, very sad to see him go. He was the gift that keeps on giving. There are few that are going to cry over his departure when it comes, he didn't have any real ratings at all. He managed to irritate a large segment of the American population with his very overstated pro-gun control stance. And he even dedicated his few final minutes on the air to the issue. Like many gun control advocates, he used the tragic Sandy Hook and Aurora, Colorado shootings as the primary ammunition for his whole argument that more guns lead to more death. He put himself out there as a beacon of reason in our overly bloody and violent society where... daily mass murder occurs. And you know what? We on the Second Amendment side that advocate for it, we too wish to eliminate such tragedies. But the gun control argument has one major flaw, and it is a glaring flaw. It simply won't work. Banning law-abiding citizens from owning guns is not going to solve the problem. Ordinary citizens are not criminals in waiting. There are plenty of them that don't have guns that are not criminals in waiting. Citizens aren't legally allowed to possess drugs in most states, and look how well that's going. Prohibition of any kind is not going to work. Morgan's idea of gun control, which I always wanted to cross swords with him on this one, that guns belong on the military battlefield, not in the hands of civilians. If that were to come to fruition, most law-abiding citizens are not going to cooperate with that anyway. That's already on the wall, those tea leaves. Connecticut, New York, 14 days from now. In Connecticut, now you have to seek permission to buy a long gun today. But let's just say, just for the sake of argument, and we'll carry this over into the next hour if we have to. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, the peaceful gun owners surrender their weapons, which is what the gun controllers, like Morgan, dreams about. Let's be reasonable. Are we suddenly going to become this utopian society where no innocent lives are taken before their time? Are we, in fact, going to become the Starfleet Federation? It would be much different from that. Crime will explode. You will have 2.5 to 3 million more crimes per year because that's how many you guys stop. Criminals are still going to have guns. Peaceful citizens will have no legitimate means to defend themselves. The other thing we would be doing is essentially placing our safety entirely in the hands of our government. And governments don't exactly have a real good track record with that, do they? Your options if somebody breaks into your home is to dial 911 and try to barricade yourself in the closet, which I don't know about you, but my closet door is not as robust as my front door. Second Amendment was put in place for us to resist all means of tyranny. Tyranny can be crime. Tyranny can be government. And everything in between. It was not put there to be, debated. It was put there because we were born with it. It was put there in the original 10 as something that was supposed to be set aside that politicians can look at and drool over, but they can't do anything about it. And somewhere between the founders and today, it became fashionable to give up that sacred honor that is bestowed upon them by citizens who believe in them and who vote for them. It went from believing in and relying on to counting on and having their hands out, which is why some politicians get elected today. Certainly why Obama got elected today, this time. Let's go into the third hour, shall we?
I think we should.
We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.